everybody.
Hey.
So we're just kicking this off. We're actually recording locally, but also, of course, we're on Meerkat right now. And we'll do some quick intros. First off, this is Product Hunt Radio. I'm Ryan.
I'm Eric. What's up, everybody?
Hey, I'm Ben. What's up?
Ben from Meerkat.
Ben from Meerkat, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, I'm Josh Ellman.
And this is our top secrets on the whiteboard. we're in our beanbag room, and our goal is to, what was the record so far on Meerkat?
Around 1,400.
So the record is 1,400 people viewing, and our goal is to break that today. So we're just doing a little podcast, and we're going to chat about Meerkat and Apple Watch, maybe, Teleparty, I don't know. We'll see where it goes. So everybody has to retweet this. We're also, Eric over here, he's on TweetDeck. He's looking at your questions, so message him or Product Hunt or myself.
Steven Sanofsky says, what's up? And he wants a Meerkat t-shirt.
Then you get it. Well, Teespring is an investment now. Yeah. But yeah, you can get it from Teespring.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot I was wearing this.
You guys should tweet out the URL for that.
I am. We try not to do it through the handle of Meerkat because it's kind of sleazy.
We'll get Eric to promote it.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the like?
Just Teespring / Meerkat app.
All right. We'll put in the show notes.
Check it.
Okay.
We'll put in the show.
I'm going to try and set this here. And this is really kind of janky right now. Everyone else is not watching Meerkat right now is wondering what we're actually doing.
Did you tell about your camera?
Oh, yeah. So we're using, what is it? It's a...
Oakley.
Oh. Okay. So what should we talk about? So first off, let's talk about Meerkat because that's what we're streaming on. And we have 307 people. It's not enough yet. I see you, Ben Sarah. Retweet this. So Meerkat, actually, tell us the background, because Meerkat started off as, a different product, but in the live streaming space. But I don't know the whole backstory myself.
Yeah, so Meerkat, the first product the company did was called Yevo. And it was, two inexperienced founders trying to do something very passionately and get money from investors and just like doing overkill of a product. So you can log in with Facebook and Twitter and email. And if you log with Twitter, you can add your Facebook later. And there's a recommendation and there's flashbacks. And there was we tried so many stuff that I think that we missed the basic thing that we tried to do. But on the way, we learned so much on the space. Like we learned what makes you a good broadcaster, what makes you a good watcher. What gets you excited? When is the aha moment? When is it happening?
This was a year ago when you launched, right?
Yeah, it was August 2013.
Okay.
And then for a year, we had this like steady but very, very minimal growth. And sometimes people got more passionate about it, sometimes they didn't. And I think that overall, it was like a boot camp. Right, because we were like fighting to start to understand what's not working, and every time we learned something about one vertical in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. If it's you as a watcher, you as a broadcaster, you as a user when you're not watching, what is the job of the asynchronous part of the app? Mm-hmm. And all of this accumulated into this, I think, understanding of the team that after a year we said, you know what, this is not working. Like we know that what we do get people excited, but we know it's also this product is not working. Mm-hmm. So in that point, what we did is I took three steps back and I onboarded James Currier. I don't know if you're familiar with James and Stan. Yeah. Yeah. And we started to surround ourselves with a lot of good product people here in San Francisco. And
were you always based in SF?
So we always had dev team in Israel. Yeah. And there was either me or up to in our like prime times, there was four people here. They're all doing like community front facing activities. Mm-hmm. That's when, we had like this viral growth in Michigan and a little bit in Latin America because apparently En Vivo is live and the name kind of made sense. And in the end of the day, we had to make some serious decisions. And one of the decisions was we need to scale the company down because we're at Series A in early.
How many people do you have
at that point? Now 11.
11, and then when you were scaling down, you had
15.
15, okay.
Yeah. We need to scale down, and we need to surround ourselves with people that have a lot of experience in product. Mm. And to talk to them the vision, talk to them the lesson that we learned, and start doing these experiences. Like James wanted to do a product every month, but this is James. But we had this, like, you know, six ideas that we already knew what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was live streaming one to friend, which was a major use case in Yebo. Mm-hmm. And the other was one to many, which is also a major use case in Yebo.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about one to many, it sounds like so obvious with live broadcasting, but there is so many ways you can trip doing this. Anonymity, guest trolling, control how the broadcaster feels that he owns the stream. And there is so much to, there is so many stuff that you can do wrong and make a stream bad.
And it only takes, sometimes the product takes that one small slip up that changes the entire, like, it's like a domino effect.
That's what we believe. Yeah. Yeah. So one was one to friends, which we started with, like, rebranding it to Air, bring your friends with you, and we start to stripping down Yevo with features and focus the messaging, and it was going towards something very cool just between one to friends, and we already started working on that. And the CTO just said, you know what, I can do the one to many, let's think about something that works just with Twitter. And and it does one thing well, streaming live video to Twitter. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat and we kind of gave it a spec. And then Uri, my other co-founder, was like, he came up with the meerkat animal. And he said, like, I had this million ideas. And he's like, no. And we made it very, very specific. Day before we released it to the App Store, the day before, I had hesitance about the scheduling.
Mm.
And Uri, like, you know what? This is, don't do that. Don't be a chicken. Because the scheduling going to work. And, you know, and eventually that's the product we put. And then we put it on Product Hunt. And since then, the community was like, people are just, you know, so supportive, so awesome, like hitting us up, trying to help us. We're just overwhelmed and, like, very thankful for that.
Yeah.
And also thank you. That's an opportunity to say thank you guys for making a platform that helps companies discover their own product.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, well, I don't want to get into, like, a love fest, but it's like, ultimately, like, we need good products to make product work. And these type of opportunities, when you see really cool stuff emerge, like really nascent things, that's what I personally am super excited about. Like, when I forwarded it to you, you immediately got it too, Josh.
Yeah.
You're like, this is really cool. This is, like, I get this.
Well,
you already knew about it, actually, before I launched, right? Or,
I mean, a little bit of it. I've known Ben and Yevo for a couple of years. And, you know, I mean, I was doing streaming video back when it was on 28 modems, little postage stamp for Real Networks. That was my the very first thing I ever coded when I graduated from college. My first job was what we called the Real Producer, which you ran it on your Windows computer. You got a little video capture card where you uploaded an AVI video file and it converted it in either to a live stream or Real Player. So I was doing this back when the best you could get was this tiny little thing on your screen that was, like, rebuffering. And you've always just known that, like, the ability to connect with, like, any video anywhere, see what's going on in the world where you're not, is just so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just taken us, you know, that was tell you how old I am, that was 1997, my first ever job. Like, it's taken us, you know, 17 and a half, 18 years to start to realize, like, you know, the power of these mobile phones and the network and bandwidth. I think the real change is network and bandwidth is now just there, that your mobile phone can turn into this video camera immediately.
Yeah.
And we're just now starting to see it.
420 people watching.
Nice.
And we just started 5-6 minutes ago or something.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Eric started Wrapped. Do you know Wrapped? I don't know if you guys talked about
this. No,
I don't.
You tell me Wrapped.
Yeah, it was from desktop, live streaming rap battles.
Two people
rapping against each other, music synced in the background, and a live audience watching and chatting and voting for who they like best.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was crazy because, you know, we did this for like 2.5 years. And the most I ever had was like a few hundred in a room. And then I go on Ryan's stream in Meerkat and I start rapping.
that
like 2 minutes in, like 500 people. And more than I ever had on rap. Like, and I'm like, oh my God.
Did you
integrate with Twitter?
I did. I did. I'm preparing this use case thing, and one of them it's like has your face with this thing, and you're like rapping, you're doing this, and just like it's amazing, dude. It's amazing.
I have this stream saved for my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I save almost everything. Yeah.
Cool. That freestyle rap is awesome.
So why I have to ask the question, because this is the VC question, like why now, like why is this working now and why didn't it work before?
So first of all, I think that Snapchat did a lot of the work for us, and because Snapchat is such a compelling, simple product. Well, now for newcomers it's a bit more complex, but it made video comfortable again. And it made the medium of video something that people starting to have a habit in, and the whole selfie culture of I'm okay with that I have a camera on me. I'm okay with that. The people around me, when they look at me holding a camera on me, they're okay with it. And you know,
and in the moment, not the perfect moment, not the crafted picture, but like Snapchat's made it okay for us to just share the real moments in a bunch of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think that you know, and there are other stuff that going in parallel, like that the fact that everyone has an internet connected camera in this pocket, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that solar infrastructure is pretty good, like LTE is pretty good, mm-hmm. And you can do all of that, and now you need to, like now what I think that makes it working is the fact that we were able to put a layer that kind of ties everything together, but in a very simple way, so people can wrap their head around it and immediately understand the value. Because I think that if people were going live, nobody would see it; would just not work.
Yeah.
But the fact that every time that you go live, you get more than 3 watchers or you get a comment, it's one of the things that makes a dent, at least for that day in your head, that something happened. And maybe tomorrow you will remember, but for now you're in the app, and maybe somebody else goes live, and that's kind of continue this thing, this behavior thing.
Yeah.
Starting with some questions from the audience, and one was really good. What is the there's rumor that Periscope was acquired by Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I think it was confirmed.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
What does that mean for Meerkat?
So I think that first of all we love Twitter, like, and we're grateful that we. Given the opportunity to like launch something in what we look like, when you look at where you want to launch something like Meerkat, the mindset, the people with the best mindset to this kind of product are in Twitter. Mm-hmm. And you know, luckily the people with the best mindset were also on Product Hunt on Twitter.
Yeah.
So like both of these things amplify each other. And I think there is a different graph here. And let me explain why. Because there is a new medium, and this medium is called participatory medium, or what I say and Josh like, it's spontaneous togetherness. And it sounds
like
super cheesy. It's super cheesy, but we really believe in that. We believe in the fact that we finish this interview, and everyone goes to his work, and suddenly you get a notification from a friend, you get a notification from a reporter. There is now. And there is something about in this moment, and the fact that you have the promise as a watcher to take part in that and change the content, maybe say something. And even when we look at our vision, to the long term, we want to completely dissolve this line between watchers and broadcaster. We don't want it to be there. And I think that this is a new medium, and I think this is new medium is a new message, is a new graph. Anyways, like if as a launching pad, Twitter is great for us to onboard this community.
Mm-hmm.
But for the long term, I'm not so sure that if you are subscribed to 140 characters, you want to be subscribed to that live video.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I have to say. And I'm really, really excited about Twitter interested in this space, because I think they should. And I think it's they are in great position to do awesome things in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But if Twitter shuts you down, what is that?
So yes, if you were about to say something.
Oh, no.
So I don't believe that Twitter will shut everything down. Like, they have a very great community of people developing on Fabric.
Mm-hmm.
One of their goals is to increase people using the SDK from 6% to I think 20 or something. So they can limit a lot of stuff. And we're okay with that because we, you know, they have their own business and they have an agenda. And we also will need to grow up. And we will need to grow up and prove that there's a new graph here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's the thing eventually.
I think it's, I'm curious to see how Meerkat evolves. I mean, I was speaking, I can't remember who it was, but we were talking about the defensibility of Meerkat. And right now you don't have a graph using Twitter. You're not saving the video, so it's not like as like with Instagram when I take a photo and now I have that stored at Instagram. I mean, I create investment. Right now, it's actually doesn't cost me anything really to move to Periscope or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not losing anything really, other than a different experience. So, I mean, clearly you're changing the product over time. Like, what? How are you going to make it defensible, and how do you build investment for people?
Yeah. So one of the things which is a very old method is the scoring thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I don't know.
By the way, that means give me points, guys. Give me some love.
Yeah.
I need to beat Danielle. That's my one mission.
Retweet this. Call out where you're from. You know, where are you watching this? You know, from. Let's get to 1,000.
Yeah, we're not even at 500. Come on, help us out,
dude. You're asking the hard questions too.
It's people want to hear this stuff.
Yeah. Did you totally? That's why we're here, right?
Exactly.
To talk about boring stuff. I think first of all, I think experience is defensible. I think experience totally today, people are smart, they see a lot of product, and if there's something that gave them good memories, they stay. That's what I believe. Also, there are other stuff to do that we're already doing. We're already started to decouple from the craft. If you see the latest update, it says unfollowing does not affect Twitter. So people can start, and we see that over time, more and more people change the graph that they actually have on Twitter. And that's one thing. Another thing that, well, I said it on the beginning, and I'll go back to that. There is a lot to innovate vertically in the in-sync. Another thing is the scheduling, which I totally think that is the most appropriate asynchronous hook for live video experience. Mm-hmm. Because everything else is video on demand. And video on demand just makes it a different product. Mm-hmm. It just makes it a different product. And you know, and that means nothing if Periscope is great or not. Like, maybe Periscope is amazing, and I'm sure it is if Twitter bought them. But it's, I think that overall there's two experiences to search and ask questions to the users, and there's two different graphs, the graphs of Twitter and the long-term graph of an synchronous medium.
And I think we ask that question a lot. Like, I think Ben has a lot of challenges ahead of him, and like, I don't know all of what they are and how you tackle them, but you know, people said the same thing about Snapchat early on. Oh, I'm, you know, used to saving all my photos and they'll go away here, and they've done a pretty good job building an audience that says, actually, I put stuff here, it stays here, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a real trusted brand. Then we can look at the history of like photo sites, you know, over time, and there's like all these photo sites that like I look back at Flickr. Every time I go to Flickr, I have like all of my photos in my life from like 2004 to 2006 were like on Flickr, and then I stopped posting them to Flickr. And even though it had all that stuff and it had this profile, it's something that I stopped using in the now and in the moment. So I just think like it's really hard to kind of ask the questions on like, well, this thing worked for Facebook, so it was clear that putting your whole life on Facebook is why you stayed on Facebook.
Right.
Means that'll work for everything else.
Yeah.
And you know, it's super hard. Like, if you just try to pattern match against the old stuff, you'll totally miss the fact that like Snapchat works great even though it all goes away because it's so trusted.
Mm-hmm.
That if I send it to you, it's gone. I'd rather us be sending stuff there than this place where you can like bring it back to me a year later.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I'm thinking about wearables because we just had like GDC launch, a bunch of other conferences over the past like, month or so. VR is, of course, like becoming super prominent. Everyone's building. Are you going to be able to build a VR headset? Because everyone else is.
I don't have it on my roadmap, but
how bad would that be?
It's blowing my mind, right? This is amazing like thing that has happened right. What?
Are you going to Meerkat your VR experience? So.
Ben
will have a headset that will get a 360 thing, and then you'll be wearing a headset to experience exactly Ben's world. Is that the dream?
Exactly.
Or are you going to walk with the watchers?
Oh my goodness.
Or are you just going to walk with the watchers?
So weird. So we had a collection, was it yesterday or the day before? We titled it teleportation apps. And like Meerkat is an example of a way to like teleport into the eyes of someone else. Be My Eyes is a specific app for like blind people. Amazing. It's like you're teleporting into the eyes of a blind person. There's a number of other ones, like 1 minute where you share photos one moment in time with people. Teleparty is one that also launched yesterday. And you played with it.
Yeah, I played with it today. Like, I started yesterday, but nobody answered my my
teleparty. It's like, come to my house party, and nobody shows up, being like, oh, I've got all this beer.
But today, one of my friends kind of pinged me, and it was me, and he introduced me to another person who's doing cool stuff in video. And we were all doing this conference call, this impromptu conference call, and it worked. Because I think conference is broken. Like, I really think it's broken. No matter how Google tried to fix it or Skype, it's always end up like somebody is not there. And for some reason, it just worked. And I think that if they keep making it work, maybe the product will work as a great tool for conferencing.
Yeah. So search on a product that's called Teleparty. Check it out. The way it actually works, it's a grid of video, like boxes, basically. And I think you can have up to 8 friends, and it's actually used to be called House Party, and for good reason, because you go there and it's you and your friends and friends of friends, like a house party, and you start chatting. And the friends of friends piece is what's most interesting to me, because I actually first chatted with Brian and Abe from SV Angel like when like a month or two ago, when it was really early and still buggy, and they brought in one of their friends who I'd never met before, and then they brought in Akash, the founder. And we started chatting just like at a house party. Yeah. And it's a really cool concept that I haven't seen executed well.
It's awesome, because I think we're just starting to see, you know, FaceTime is there and you can call one person, and Skype's been there for a while, we're kind of used to it. But now, as we see things like you know, Meerkat and Teleparty, we're just seeing this video camera become network. And we're seeing us like actually want to like use the video camera to like, you know, pour it into the world of other people and to like share their worlds back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think we're just at the beginning of kind of this like explosion of this live video camera going everywhere. I mean, it's cool that Twitter's going to get into this stuff too, because I think you know, Twitter already is this place where like everybody is real time, synchronous, having close to conversations. The fact that Meerkat's such a great jumping off point for Twitter just shows how deep the engagement is on Twitter. There's enough people there and they're looking for more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jump into the live shared room.
Yeah.
It actually delivers you that extra thing to not just kind of be there tweeting back and forth, but to actually be there together.
Yeah.
Teleparty lets you do that on the like local group with friends.
Yeah.
And you know, I've started to see a bunch of other prototypes and other stuff that like we're just tipping into this in this incredible way.
Did you guys see Red Bull stream today?
No.
Red Bull were marketing today.
Really?
And
were they jumping from space?
No. They were doing this tunnel thing, ice skating in somewhere in Europe or here. I don't know exactly, but I got the screenshot and it was like 300 people watching, and it was the first time Red Bull did it. They got 300 people there. They showed them stuff. It was awesome. And then Miami Dolphins introduced their new hire.
You launched 2 weeks ago, and this is happening. Yeah, that's really cool. I love the ephemerality of it, in that you have to be there at that moment to see it. And what's kind of cool is the artifacts that come out of that. It's the conversation, but even the screenshots.
Yeah.
I am curious. You probably brainstormed a number of ideas how to leverage screenshots and use those for a number of ways. But I take screenshots every now and then, and then I tweet it out, and it's sort of like, I was here. It's like the photo that you bring back that's after your vacation. You're like, hey, I saw like Machu Picchu or whatever. I think it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And to your point, a lot of people are believers in the space and in the opportunity. And a lot of, we're sending dozens and dozens of intros to Meerkat. So much so that he told us to stop. Legendary message. We're saying, sorry, you know, Ben's got too much. And a lot of people are asking us just which one is there an opportunity here? Just, is it Meerkat or is it Twitter's new thing, whatever that is? Or is it, can it be both of them?
It feels way too early to make any predictions, because all these things always take time to play out. Right. If you look at like social network in the beginning, it was Friendster, and then it was MySpace, and then it was Facebook, and now it's really Facebook. Right. And then if you talk to young kids today, it's Instagram, and it's Snapchat, and it's not even Facebook, because this stuff moves, and it's going to be a combination of what people like to use, where they have the best experience, what they want to engage with. You know, I think it's amazing that lots of smart people have the same ideas similar ideas at similar times to go after stuff. And part of that's because everybody realizes this stuff's finally possible.
Right.
And they go and jump on it. You know, and you got a guy like Ben who's been, I've I saw Ben when I saw the very first version of Yevo, and I was like, this is kind of cool, but who's going to use it? Mm-hmm. You know, and then you figure out, wait, people on Twitter, like Ryan Hoover, want to use this thing to talk to people, and mm-hmm. and you start to have this engagement. And, you know, Twitter's gets so well integrated, you know, so much opportunity with Twitter, the Meerkat's showing, that I'm sure their stuff will too. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We've seen a lot of, going back to Justin TV, which is very broad and is based on the web. More recently, we're still also seeing very vertical specific live stream sites. So earlier today, there was livecoding.tv. So you watch people program. There's another one previously, which is an aggregation of a Reddit subreddit called Watch People Code. There's ChewTV, which is live streaming at DJs.
Oh, better than chewing.
There was another one recently. I'm forgetting exactly what vertical it was. I think it might have been cooking or something. But there's like all of these activities are now.
There was one today about designers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which is actually really cool. Like I love watching designers design.
It's like what's funny about that process of designing. We have an awesome designer, Jacob. We took him from Poland, and we gave him a visa to Israel, and he's just not working.
Stuck in a van, like, and just designs.
he's so talented. And you sit next to him, and you watch him just design, right? And you just get fascinated. And it's the same feeling when you see somebody, you know, building something, mm-hmm. like a carpenter building something or something. You're fascinated with a craft. And I think that if you think about feelings and stuff, when you go live, it's something that I think, and this is the challenge for everyone in this space. When you go live, it's not something that we are accustomed to. Mm-hmm. You know how when first cameras, it's not a habit that we have. When first cameras arrived, people weren't smiling. It was weird to smile mm-hmm. in a picture because people didn't have the habit of taking picture or being in a picture. Mm-hmm. And it evolved, and you know, our parents and we know how to take, like how to use a camera. And then when a substitute, like a software substitute come like Instagram, we can do the shift. It's only, you know, we're just getting better in this, now it's easier. And interesting, live video, we don't have this habit. Like, you know, my mother didn't live stream. I didn't live stream when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't do that thing. We did took pictures. And it's, you know, going back to your point about ephemerality, for us, it's not so about ephemerality. Like, it's about how to make you comfortable in those first steps towards gaining this habit. And I think it has, you know, it has It's the challenge is how do I get my mother or my aunt to understand this product and to use it, you know, and if I get her to do that, then that means that, you know, 80% of the people will get it, you know.
I was going to go back to your other question too. Is like, look, we started media 10 years ago, 30 years ago. You have to have three channels. You can only watch all the content that was programmed on three channels. Mm-hmm. Cable TV came out, all of a sudden went from 3 to like 500. Then the internet comes out and it's, you know, millions, but it was still channels where you could go to consume content. Right. It wasn't really until Twitter and Facebook started making it that you could truly be broadcasters from almost anybody mm-hmm. and start consuming that. Like what people don't understand that's so powerful about Facebook is every single person who goes to Facebook has a completely different news experience.
Yeah.
You know, every person who goes to Twitter has a completely different experience because it's personalized and tuned exactly to you because you're choosing from almost infinite channels for the ones that matter to you in your life. Mm-hmm. Like one of the best ways to learn about somebody is to go over and say, hey, can I just like read your Twitter for a little bit? And you like start asking them, like, why do you follow this person? I see this all the time when I work there. Like, you say, why do you follow this person? Why do you follow this person? What's interesting here? And you learn like they like Broadway or they like ski, you know, certain types of like ski racing mm-hmm. or they like certain sports teams or they like certain musicians you had like no idea they liked or they like certain types of cooking. Or they, you know, were religious in certain ways. It's actually like one of the most intimate, personal ways. If you're really set up on Twitter, that describes you, who your friends are, who you're interested in, and it's because we're letting people tune into all this stuff. And for video, we've been somewhat restricted to what you could do. And you know, there was always like the desktop cameras and kind of get some stuff. You know, that's what Justin TV did well, and then you know they figured out for gaming with Twitch. That's what Ustream was doing well, and then they've like really figured out with business. But now with mobile, with truly cameras everywhere, not even where you just have like a fixed computer there, like we're gonna, you know, it's gonna explode to a whole nother level, and each person's gonna have to really figure out and tune the channels they want. I think it's just like this massive opportunity. Yeah, some people may love to sit and watch other people code, and that may just be awesome. Yeah. Some people may love to sit and watch other people design or make art or do carpentry.
Or rap battle.
Exactly. Or do rap battles. But the thing is, it actually, we might have this world where 500 people watching a rap battle, that's actually an amazing opportunity for everybody, and that every single person wants a rap battle gets 500 people, yeah. and you sort of compete. There's another live product called You Now we haven't talked about that's like kids sit in their bedrooms doing live shows, not that different than what we're doing here with Product Hunt Radio Meerkat.
And the 518 people.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten to 1,000.
So Product Hunt Radio Meerkat is just like what these people do on You Now, sitting there hanging out. And like it's this incredible explosion. So like the Cambrian explosion of like TV channels that we never had before, mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be amazing.
You Now is a perfect
also Israeli guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example to a well executed platform, live streaming platform, that knows how to do gamification in live video. Like they really hook the kids, and they hook them, and people just like, you know, I'm always, when I go there, I'm like compelled to start doing stuff because you can get
like,
so many.
It's like crack, man. I would go on You Now to try to get rappers from there to rap with them, and I would be out there for like 15 minutes because I would keep getting upvotes. It's basically, you don't have to, like 30 seconds. If you don't get any upvotes, you get kicked off. It's kind of like
survival. They change it.
Yeah, but I was on forever.
I haven't played with it.
Ryan's gonna go try to get his upvotes now.
Yeah, you follow awesome. Me on YouTube. Like, you know,
but they haven't really scaled. You know,
and, I think they're pretty big.
They're pretty big. They're doing a lot of. They're doing good job. Good job.
As I said, it's come so far since our little real networks, 28A, modem, rebuffering.
We gotta go back to Google Cache, you know, add some pictures to the show notes here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, any tease or preview of what's coming up? You have South By coming up?
We have South By, meerkatapp.co/South By Southwest, and put the other slash in the end because of a little bug. it just takes you to
even do it South by Southwest or SXSW.
That's what I meant with a slash in the end. So we're gonna have this countdown, which doesn't matter, but there's the lineup that you can.
People love countdowns though.
Yeah, I know. And we put it there to start.
That's
with
another live channel. Let's watch live countdown.
Exactly. What's next?
So there's the lineup. Everyone can go to the lineup if you're going to stream, if you're going to Meerkat from South by. Add yourself there. You will, and then there's this beautiful list of all the people that are going to Meerkat from South by. We got some MasterCard joined and PBS joined, and like Startup L Jackson is going apparently to Meerkat from there. Like a lot of Dave McClure, a lot of people just like got there and added themselves as a Meerkat there. And then tomorrow we're going to present the top scheduling. So we're going to always show you the top 10. Most subscribed
smart
things, so people can like everyone who posts upcoming, you're gonna have like this program of what you want tune in. So if like people do cool stuff and it gets a lot of subscribe, it just be on the top 10. So every time you can check it and subscribe, you can subscribe from the web and it will deep link to the app. Jeez. And we have the Meerkat show. So that's this beautiful web interface that is going to work now, not like Zoom and Stretch.
Yeah, I didn't know that. The hack is you just make your browser smaller.
Yeah, we need to fix that.
And I was like, for a while, I'm like, I can only see the nose.
We're fixing that. It's going to be ready for South by. But it's this beautiful web that we made that is going to show you the most 10 most engaged streams. And there is a button that it will flip every 30 seconds, and you can pause it if you want to stay on that stream. But it always like this thing that always goes through that's people's cool. eyes in South by. So there's those three. And then I don't know if you know this company, Tint Up. So we partnered up Tint Up with the boards, with all that all the boards of tweets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Neil and Gino's.
Yeah. So we partnered up with them, and we have we're gonna have another segment that just showing you all the streams that going from Asaba.
Oh, that's smart.
So we have like this whole, you know, deep presence thing.
You weren't even gonna go to South By like a
week. No, we weren't. But Itai, you know, my co-founder, is just like genius, and he's just like killing it with him and Jacob, and they're just hammering that while the other team is actually turning this client into something solid, because that was a side project, you know, 12 days ago. So they are focused on the website.
One more question from the audience. A lot of people are asking this. So you were just mentioning you were in Yevo for a while. This has blown up so recently and in such a strong way. How are you feeling about it, man? Like, what's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, so I'm thankful and overwhelmed. That's first. Second, I've sent an email to 400,000 users saying I'm closing the platform before. So I know that right now we need to be very focused on the product and what it's going to be in the next 3 months, even less. And we need to be very focused on, you know, keeping this beautiful fire that we have in the community. So what we want to do is we want to hug the community, and we want to make sure the product is going to be awesome and scalable and just working, and you know, eventually grow up. So I'm scared, basically.
Perfect. That's exactly how you should feel.
Great.
Yes. Josh, anything you want to mention before we wrap it up?
No. I think. You know, Ben is a testament to start with a great big vision and keep working all the different angles to try to get your vision reality. And sometimes you get the lightning in the bottle. And look, the real challenge that these guys now have as a business is, how do you go from a little bit of lightning in a bottle, a little bit of excitement, to a long-term thing? And like, you know, I know tons of founders, you know, I mean, look at Twitter that were like, you know, was, you know, that Meerkat sort of based on that is now doing their own live video thing. Like, Twitter started as they were doing audio for a long time, and they just put back, you know, down their creative hats and came up with different ideas. They found Twitter, they saw a few people having a great experience, and they just started to say, well, that's our thing. And even then, you know, it was like, oh, it was kind of fun getting some people on it. And then all of a sudden the world started really using Twitter in this amazing way. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I feel very fortunate to have gotten to work on that a little while. Like always just keep like going and being creative and follow the dream. And when you get this moment, like, do what Ben's doing. Think about the product, and it's okay to be a little scared, but you know, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, the stuff that I get to see every day, it's so rare to kind of, you know, get to see all these amazing stories of people trying for that. So
yeah. Cool. Thanks for coming on. And thanks for the shirts.
We
look awesome.
Awesome.
We should start a boy band.
You'll be the front lead, man.
Yeah.
No. I'll hide in the back.
I'll be the drummer.
Whoa, Eric can rap.
Ryan can sing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who wants to be the hype man?
Thank the audience. And thank everyone for watching, for listening.
Yeah. We didn't get to 1,000, but I'm proud of 538. That's really good.